Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1382 in the writing is Shin number 534. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're just in the middle of the question we've been talking about in reference to if somebody started eating a muffin. It's just an interesting shaila which came up. I thought it was very important to discuss. And we've been talking about it the last two shiurim. So in reference to the after bracha, so just real quickly, the chazirav, what do we have so far? If somebody did not eat the kazayas of the muffin, which is a mazonos, right? In this case, in the house, let's say they're in the house, they did not eat a kazayas, bechtech, les prasam, the reform in a period. Now, if they leave, let's say they go to the car or whatever, they would have to make a new, bracha before continuing to eat. If they did eat a kazayas and they ate the kazayas under a 4 minute period, bechtech, les prasam, the house, then they'll establish the place. There would not be Shinei Makim. Now when they go to their car, they could continue eating. Unless, we'll talk about upcoming Shirim, but unless somebody had Bedavka in mind to stop eating, but if they, the best thing is to have in mind, in other words, I have in mind to go to my car, right, and so on, I have in mind to go to the car, that's the best thing when I make the bracha. But even if it was Stam Bracha, I just, in the middle, I decided to go to the car, but I want to continue eating, so one would not have to remake the bracha also. The same thing applies by bread. You're supposed to have in mind when you make the amitzi that you want to continue in a different place, but in case one did not, as long as you eat more bread in the other place, same thing by mazonis, as long as you're eating more mazonis in the other place. Otherwise, you have to make the al hamichi. If you ate the right kazayis bechdeich l'spras, you have to make the al hamichi before you leave, right? One is not supposed to make the al hamichi or bench, either one, but in the place where they finished. So if the place where you finish is a car, so then you make in the car. If the place where you finish is a house, then you make in the house. Okay, but be it as it may, getting back to what we were talking about, in reference to the after bracha, if one ate a kazayis, like we just said, a 4 minute period, but before leaving the house, they're able to make an al hamichya. Now, if they want to continue eating the muffin in the car, they would be able to make a after bracha in the car itself. Because like we just mentioned, you have to make it where you finish eating. They would need one of two conditions. Either that they don't let 72 minutes. In other words, the problem is once 72 minutes passes, you lose the chance to make the after bracha. Then you can no longer make the after bracha, the al hamichya, on the previous items which you ate. Right, so in this case, the muffin. Once you ate the kazayis bechdeich l'spras on the 4 minute period, and more than 72 minutes passed between bites, you can't make an al hamichya anymore. You could continue eating the muffin as long as you had in mind to continue. I want to make it clear: one has nothing to do with the other. You could just continue. I have a mind to continue eating my muffin. Good. I'm going to the car. Very good. Okay, and I had a mind when I made the bracha, so I could continue eating in the car. But if more than 72 minutes passed, then you lose the after bracha. In other words, 72 minutes either from when you finish the muffin, which in which case you're supposed to make it in the same place where you are now, or if you continue in the car. More than 72 minutes passed, one would lose the after bracha for the first session of eating, for the first part of the muffin which they ate. So that's the condition, basically. That's the main condition, that one has to be careful to continue eating, to continue taking a bite within 72 minutes of one another, you know, bare minimum. They could do better, more than that, but in other words, less than that. But 72 minutes is the longest amount of time one would have, and if once they finish, they only have up to 72 minutes to make the al hamichya in general. Now, okay, so that's basically two conditions. It's one of the two. In other words, even whether after you finish, if it's in the house, make the al hamichya within 72 minutes. That you have to be careful with that. And if you go to the car, to make sure, you know, that there's no span of 72 minutes in between bites from the time you ate. I want to make it clear, from the time you ate the kazayas under a 4 minute period, from there the clock starts ticking. As far as the after bracha goes, that's from where this clock starts ticking. From in other words, I ate a kazayas under a 4 minute period, bechtei achilas pras. I now have up to 72 minutes to take the next bite, in order to continue on with the al hamichya. Now, if with any one of these two conditions, one would now be able to make the al hamichya when they finish eating the muffin, whether it's at home or in the car. Like we said, if you're finishing it in the house, or you eat the kazayas in the house, or whatever the case is, and you're not eating anymore, so then you have to make sure to make the al hamichya in the house. Now, the same thing would apply to any food at all, as long as one ate a kazayas under a 4 minute period, bechtei achilas pras, and they took a bite within every 72 minutes, they could now make the after bracha, even if their eating session stretched out over over a few hours. Now, one more quick addition. In all instances after the last bite, all foods, right? All foods. Now, not just muffin, all foods, even by benching, as if it's a small meal, but keeping, you know, the person ate an apple. Whatever the case is, in all instances after the last bite of food, one has up to 72 minutes to recite the after bracha in conjunction with the above. There are those, kafachaim, others say up to a half hour on a small thing like an apple or whatever. Mishabura does say 72 minutes, but one should be careful if possible within a half hour, but definitely Mishabura does hold up to 72 minutes from the time you took the last bite. And like we said, you in between bites shouldn't go more than 72 minutes, otherwise again you'll lose the after bracha. But again, I want to make it clear, this has nothing to do with the bracha before. The bracha before, the bracha Rishayna only has to do with if you had in mind to continue eating, and then you could continue with the same bracha Rishayna all the way throughout. It has nothing to do with the after bracha, as far as losing the after bracha. So two separate things. We'll try and explain that upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.